Running an online business is hard enough without the stress and time consumption of managing hosting. Whether managing one WordPress site or dozens, Kinsta's managed solutions offer speed, enterprise-grade security, and an intuitive dashboard. With 24/7, 365 human-only expert support, get peace of mind that your sites stay online, secure, and performing their best. Start today and get your first month free with migrations handled for you. Learn more at kinsta.com/podcast. That's kinsta.com/podcast.
Welcome to StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRad.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany. I'm right now here still in my cramped study because coronavirus is out there. And I'm right now here in another chat. This is the second of our special COVID-19 coverage for the German startup scene. I would like to welcome Tim here. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Thank you. Completely our pleasure. Let us first talk a little bit about all of this. This is our second episode of our special COVID-19 coverage for the German startup scene. This is a special issue with attorney at law Tim focusing on special legislation in Germany for the shutdown of public life and the consequences for business. Tim is an attorney at law, and you'll find down here in the show notes a link to his website. Everything we discuss here only holds true for Germany, since StartupRate.io is focused here. The rules, laws, and regulations do not apply anywhere else. You can also reach out to us via Google Forms. There's an audience survey where you can give us feedback, suggest topics, interview partners, or just say hello. And you can, of course, find all my information here, my email, Twitter, LinkedIn, and video interview. Before we start, keep in mind there are many people out there looking for help, and there will be scammers. So validate your sources, start from association and government pages, be wary of potential scams, and there's an explicit warning on the official portal for insolvency filings in Germany. That's it. Tim, welcome.
Hi, Jörn. Let's go. So, what do you want to know about these insolvency proceedings and the status that, in fact, the insolvency law will have up from the next Monday?
Let us first, because we do have an audience of somewhere around 155,000 subscribers. So first we should tell them how a normal insolvency proceeding goes on here. At first, you have to start to file for insolvency. Reasons can be illiquidity, imminent illiquidity, overextension, you have more debt than assets. And how does this usually work? Can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yeah, sure. Let's just talk about the regular process. There are various forms of insolvency proceedings. There are proceedings where you can choose your own consultants for the insolvency procedure. These are quite special. So let's just focus on the regular procedure. The regular procedure is just that if you're the CEO of a company in Germany and you realize that you face an overextension or illiquidity, then you will have a very short period of time to file your insolvency procedures. In fact, you got 21 days, 3 weeks up from the moment that you realize, or the thing is that you have to realize that your company is facing an insolvency status. Within these 3 weeks, you have to file for the insolvency procedures and give your filings and all the documents to the local court. The biggest problem for all the CEOs in that situation is if you don't realize the status of your company in the right way, or if you filed for your insolvency proceedings too late, then in Germany, in fact, that's a crime, and you will be liable for all payments the company does up from the day that you should have filed for the insolvency. So the regular procedure is that as soon as you realize that there could be a problem with illiquidity or overextension, in fact, you are by law obliged to file for the insolvency procedure. You have simply to fill out a form. You have to prepare for that. You have to take care that you don't do any more payments that could be illegal up from that time. The filings have to go to your local court. Then the court will select a specialized lawyer for you. This cannot be the lawyer that's been working for you in regard of filing for the insolvency. It's just the court will select the lawyer for you and who's gonna have a closer look on the company, on the status of the company. He will have up to 3 months to prepare an expert report on the company. This expert's report will be sent to the court again, and then the court makes a decision if your company is insolvent or not. That's usually the procedure. What's important for CEOs is as soon as you think about being, in fact, illiquid, or if you have the overextensions, in that moment you will have to file for the insolvency procedures.
I do remember from my lessons that also you get in trouble if you pay out all the money you still have on your account just to your employees. That's also not totally fine, because you always have to keep in mind that there are tax and social security payments you would also have to do, as well as if the company looks like on the brink of getting into insolvency and you actually do payouts for yourself, that's also something that could be claimed back later, right?
It's even more than this. To take your last argument, if you pay out money to yourself or to the shareholders, then this could be a crime, because that's strictly forbidden in Germany. If you pay out your employees, if you pay your banks for amounts that are due since a longer time, then these payments, there will be a liability of the CEO afterwards the insolvency procedures is filed. So you will have to pay everything back from your own pockets. The only exception is if you, for example, your company is it's producing whatever. You're a construction firm. You have various jobs or projects to do, and you need material, for example. Then it's okay if you buy new material, as long as the material will be paid immediately. In Germany, this is called a Bargeschäft. It means that businesses are okay as long as a delivery of goods or of services and the payment, if there is only a short period of time between the delivery and the payment. So it's not allowed that the payment will be made at least 4 weeks after the delivery. It must be paid immediately. Then it's okay. Any other payment you do after the moment you realize that insolvency could be a problem for your company, every other payment will be claimed back from the CEO and from his private money.
Okay, I do understand. And from my understanding, those legal proceedings after the insolvency filings, meaning if the CEO is personally liable, that's something you're dealing with, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we are dealing with.
That said, you'll have a lot of business in the coming month. I just may add that you are actually conducting this from a handheld device, so everybody sees this, it's a little bit shaking. We are very, very sorry for the video quality, but we did it on very, very short notice, as you can tell maybe. But nonetheless, thank you for making this possible. I would like to go into what actually changes right now. What are the differences? What will be different from Monday on?
Yeah, so the difference will be from Monday on that if you own a company and your company gets in financial problems, especially illiquidity or overextension, and these problems are strictly caused by the COVID-19 pandemics, then you don't have to file for the insolvency proceedings. The German government has filed a new law that you won't have to file for the insolvency until the 30th of September 2020. By this new regulation, the government wants to make sure that companies that usually are healthy and usually don't have any financial problems will not be forced to file for the insolvency just because of COVID-19 problems, just to call it in that way.
And I can already forecast that there will be a lot of processes going on, because people will argue, no, this one is not only due to COVID-19. just to determine this, there will be a lot of proceedings. Nonetheless, go ahead.
That's the biggest problem we see in this situation, that I think there will only be little companies that are really only infected by COVID-19 and whose financial problems only result from the COVID-19 pandemics and the measurements the government has made regarding this. The thing is that there will be a procedure in checking if the insolvency is only caused by these problems, but this procedure will be afterwards. So after the 30th of September, any insolvency case will be checked. And if you do not file for the insolvency until the 30th of September, and then in October, for example, you file for the insolvency, and then the court realizes that you've been insolvent already in May of this year, and it's not only caused by COVID-19, then you got quite a big problem, because then you're fully liable for any payments you made between May and October. And again, filing for the insolvency too late usually is a crime. And you don't know in advance if in your case it's a crime or it is not. So it's totally essential to be in a quite close connection to your tax advisors and to your legal advisors to make sure if you are allowed to run your firm, or if you have, and just if it's to be sure, to make anything sure, to take care that you personally will not be taken liable. If it's really the case that you are allowed to run your firm without filing for the insolvency, or if it's the better idea to file for the insolvency and maybe have your local court giving you the advice to cancel the file later.
I do understand. Bottom line is better safe than sorry, and talk to your lawyer about it, right?
Definitely, because if the situation is totally clear, if you own a restaurant, if you own a small cafe or whatever, and the only problem you have is that over the next beautiful months, you have to close your business. Then it's quite simple to say that your illiquidity is in fact caused by COVID-19. If you run any other company, it will be quite difficult to get to the result that your problems, your financial problems, are only caused by the pandemic.
That is quite tough to determine, but bottom line is you should go to your local court, talk with them, and then they can advise you or cannot advise you, and whatever you do, you're on the safe side if you file for insolvency earlier, right?
Yeah, in fact, I think the first person you should talk to is definitely your tax advisor. The tax advisor, if he knows your numbers, then he will be able to tell you you should file for the insolvency or you should not. That's the man or the woman you should talk to.
I see. And there's also the option that usually in Germany, if you're a business, you have to make upfront payments for taxes. And at the end of the year, the Finanzamt, the German IRS, is looking, did you pay enough taxes or you still owe taxes? And at right now, there's a certain point where you can talk to your tax advisor and you can lower or minimize or completely neglect those payments. But you should first talk to a professional before you do anything like that, which could save you liquidity. Any other advice you would still have for CEOs, people out there running their small and medium enterprise or the startup?
I think that it's, if you do your job right all the time, then you won't have a problem. If you have your numbers always prepared, if you're up to date with your numbers, if you have a realistic look on your numbers, if you communicate in an open way with your tax advisor and with your shareholders, then that situation should not be such a big problem for you, because then your advisors will be in a position to give you a reliable advice. Another thing that's going to come up from Monday is that usually, if your company is facing illiquidity or overextension, it's forbidden to give the company further loans, especially if you're a shareholder. Because the usual law says that if the company, in fact, is insolvent, and that if you give them a loan, even if it's insolvent, then in fact, you just prolong the period of being insolvent, and you have to file for the insolvency proceedings as soon as possible. Up from Monday, it should be possible to give the company another loan, even if you're a shareholder. I'm pointing this out because shareholder loans in Germany are treated in a special way. If you have a loan from an external person, it's most times it's okay to pay that loans back. If it's a shareholder loan, then these loans have to step back behind any other amounts due, because the German law says that as a CEO, you're not allowed to pay back loans or amounts due from a shareholder before you haven't paid any other person. And up from Monday, it will be easier to give loans to the company as a shareholder, and it will be easier for the company to pay those loans back. The sense of this regulation is that shareholders shall be in a better position to, in fact, feed their own companies to stay alive for the next month without fearing that they lose any of their private money if they give it to the company, just to save it due to the pandemic situation.
And I do understand, and I do fear that there's a lot of legal ground yet to be covered by the courts, especially in relation to everything outside of Germany. For example, you have a supplier who's insolvent abroad, and you have to pay him, or you have to pay someone outside, and you fall under this law. I do believe the laws will give you and your colleagues quite a lot of business in the coming years. Nonetheless, we have down here in the show notes a link that people can reach out to you directly, as well as other information. For example, we do have here further readings, the draft of the Federal Ministry of Justice, German only, the obligation for filing for insolvency. We just talked about their restrictions for termination of rental contracts. Think offices and relaxation for decision making for legal entities. And there's also further reading and helpful links down here. A reliable English source we could find so far, it's by the German Startup Association. They launched a dedicated website, the Startup Corona Handbook. And there's also a helpful page by Challenger Bank Penta, but in German only. And in German only, there's a checklist by the Frankfurt Chamber of Commerce to make sure you don't forget anything. As well, there is an additional German only source by Fastbill, fintech here based in Frankfurt, especially dedicated towards freelancers. That all said, Tim, thank you very much. With such a pleasure having you here. Thank you for making it possible on so short a notice. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Keep healthy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.
Running an online business requires passion, knowledge, and a lot of dedication. Adding the complexities of setting up and managing hosting for your website piles on more work when you already have so many plates spinning. Whether you manage one WordPress website or dozens, Kinsta's managed solutions give you access to a platform that's optimized for the fastest speed, has enterprise-grade security features, and is powered by an intuitive custom dashboard with everything you need to manage your sites efficiently. Plus, Kinsta provides human-only WordPress expert support, which is available 24/7, 365, to assist with even the most complex sites. Forget frustrating AI chatbots. Kinsta gives you complete peace of mind by ensuring that your WordPress sites are always online, secure, and performing at their best. Start your journey with Kinsta today and get your first month free. Don't have time to migrate your site? Kinsta takes care of everything for you. Learn more at kinsta.com/podcast. That's KINSTA.com/podcast.